Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. I'm honored to be among the family of God, to whom Jesus Christ, our everlasting Father, is named after. Amen. Let's raise our hand and worship a little. Just say thank you, Jesus. Our Father, slowly everybody. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Amen. Worship the Lord. My Father, our Father, today is your day, Lord. Every day is your day. You are in heaven, yet your eyes watch it over all your children. And everything that touches any of us affects you. The earthly fathers, compared to you, come as cross as nothing. For who among us can make the sacrifice you made? That our Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Father, I thank you. You are Father to the fatherless. You are our hope and our salvation. We subscribe all honor, all thanksgiving to you this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The title of the message this morning is When God is Your Father. Amen. When God is your papa. Amen. When God is your daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. There are so many nice names they use for fathers across the whole world. When, if God is your father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank all the wonderful fathers that is watching and in the house. But I want to say that we couldn't in any way compare to our Heavenly Father. Amen. It's our duty to do our best to emulate him. He himself made it clear to us that our Father, the fathers, earthly fathers, compared to him is like evil. We are nothing. There's no comparison. But he also said that if you, who are of the early fathers, have in heart intention, desire to do great things and wonderful things to your children, how much more is your Heavenly Father? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's open to Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 and 26. Matthew 6, 25, let's read together. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for what? For your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than the meat, and the body than the raiment? 26. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they do not sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet, and this is the point I want to bring out, yet you are heavenly Father, feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Amen? Who in the house have a heavenly Father? Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Probably have told this story a couple of times or in the church here. But I kind of knew the value of God as my Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Unfortunately, many of us don't know really the value of God as their Father. This is how I came to value God as my Father a lot earlier in life. I never knew my earthly father. I never seen him or heard of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there was certain stigma that goes with it in the way I was raised, where if you don't have a father, you don't belong to certain club or certain society or certain environment, and you are kind of looked down on as inferior, as somebody who is not, quote-unquote, par with others. And there is truth to it, because when there are certain things, the father of this person will come with them. The father of that person may be there to speak on their behalf. In school time, they come to visit. Some of them have cars, you know, they drive and they come with cars or bicycle or motorcycle or whatever. And if there's an event that is going on and fathers are needed, they are represented, but you are not represented. After some time, there are certain inferiority complex that sets in that you are not up to. You are inferior. Others are better than me. And this, as a young person, is very humiliating and at times very touching. Then, blessed be the name of the Lord. One day I discovered that I have a father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In an event in a school, I gave my life to Christ. And in the course of giving my life to Christ, in the teachings and stuff that followed, I was made to understand that God is my Father. Amen. So here am I, just the other day or the other week or the other month without a father. But now I am now one with a father. And it's not like any other father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have a mega father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have a really, really big father. Amen. And I was told that this my father can answer my prayers. This my father can be there for me. This my father can stand behind me. Amen. I know some kids in those days, they boast. I say, my father took me and toughened me up. That means that their father took them maybe to native doctors, to voodoo doctors, to make marks on their body, as a father is doing to protect their children. This happens in where I grew up. So their father took them to toughen them up, to make them, you know, strong and protect them and stuff. I didn't have anybody doing that for me. But then I found out that my father, amen, whatever they have is like nothing. It's like a matchstick to a nuclear bomb to what I have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That behind him I can stand on his shoulder and shout at the devil. Behind him I can look at the principalities and powers, and they have nothing to match what I have. Behind my God, my father, I can ask anything. If it is according to his will, it is done. I know that this father that I have, compared to all the fathers in this world, is nothing. And so before I know it, my inferiority complex starts to evaporate. I don't look down on myself again. One time, one of the guys made a statement and said, "Who is your father?" I said, "In heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. And he made another, I said, "Well, what do you have? What is it that your earthly father have that mine doesn't have and have it in more abundantly? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is there any way I'm shortchanged? Because you have a pity little father that can pack up and die any day. My eternal father is bigger. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That starts to make me feel really, really better. Now, if you have God as your father, when you have God as your father, the equilibrium changes. Amen? Things start to happen to you. You start to understand what it means to have a father, not just like any other father. I thank God for the fathers we have. They do great things. But when God is truly your father, you see this world differently. And as I said, I learned in a personal level what it means to have a father. Amen? I have a father who is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have a father who does not change. I have a father who listens to me. I have a father I can wake up at any time of the day and night and he's willing to hear me out. I have a father that not only can he hear me, he is able, abundantly able. Now, I know some people, father, that make a promise and say, I will do this for you, my son. Only they couldn't do it because circumstances happen and they cannot do it. I don't have that problem with my father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If he says it, he will do it. Amen? If he says it, he will do it. That is the father we have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you stand around my father, you come out smelling like a rose. Beautiful, smelly, fragrant rose. That's what it is when you know my father. And I'm sorrowful for the world, for the people who does not have God as their father. When you have God as your father, the resources of heaven, amen, the resources of heaven is at your disposal. Amen? And the greatest of all, when you have God as your father, you are not a candidate of hell. Hell has no hand upon you. Demons have no hand upon you. These things that plague people on the world, you are transported to a higher level because you have God as your father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. But when we look at the characteristics or similarities of the earthly father, I'm a father. Many people sitting here are fathers. There are certain similarities you see when, even though we are limited by circumstances, our actions, our whatever limits us, but there are certain qualities you see in earthly father that you can stay to compare and see that our heavenly father also have that. Only it is better. There are some of these characteristics we are going to use for today's message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we say a good earthly father loves his children unconditionally. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to name about five this morning. Certain similarities between good father. I see pastors in here. I see so many other people here who are fathers, Brother Maxwell and so on. I see others, you know, they are good fathers. And you look at yourself and see these similarities to the heavenly father that we have. A good father loves his children unconditionally. Amen? I will be taking one scripture at a time. We're not going to go through it in detail. Due to time, we have about five or six of them. The story of the prodigal son. This is in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 15. We're not going to read it, but it's Luke 15, if you want to go back to it later on. Now, this young man have an earthly father, which is typing the heavenly father. Christ was saying this himself. And he came to the father and said, give me my portion. Give me what belongs to me as a child, as a son. Now, do you see how far you can go with your heavenly father also? You have a portion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't limit yourself. But this guy is asking it wrongly. Now, if this kind of thing happened to me, to show you the difference between this, our Heavenly Father and Heavenly Father, and one of my sons came and said, give me some of my portion. Divide up your money and give me some. My God, may God have mercy on me and him that day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will kick him so hard, it will take a very good surgeon to pull my boots out of his, you know what, I won't say what it is. That's what we'll do. Another thing, early in the morning, I'll call my lawyer, if I have a will, and say, take his name out of my will. Which one? I say, that one. I'll give his name. Do you know what he has the temerity to come and ask me? Give me my portion. Who died and make him king? But you know, the Heavenly Father, for a purpose of leading us to land, took his portion and gave to him. And he went partying, he went enjoying, he started spending this money with harlots and prostitutes and eating and buying champagne for everybody. He has friends for a short while. But suddenly the money dried up and he have nothing left. And so from rich to pauper, from having friends to no friends, that's a lesson that most of us have to learn the hard way. And he started to fight with pigs for his breakfast, dinner, and lunch and dinner. Pigs. They sent him to work in the field, and at times him and the pigs are sharing food. That's how low he has come in. But one day he came to his senses, amen, and said, I have a father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You who is listening to me, if you don't have God as your father. One day he came to his senses and said, I have a father who has so much, who is so big, who is so rich, who is so able, that even the servants in my father's house eat and throw away. And here am I fighting with animals for my daily food. I will go to my father. I will say to him, I have sinned before heaven and you. And so he came with his ragged smelling clothes and whatever, walked all the way to his father. And do you know what the father did? He looked, because every day he wakes up in the morning and looks, oh, when will my son come? Afternoon he's looking. Night he's looking. His heart has never departed from his son. That is your Heavenly Father. He has never forgotten him. Yes, he took his resources and go and squandered, but there is this bind, there is this love, there is this attachment that God has for us. That no matter how far gone you think you are, no matter how far gone you think you are, or people think you are, or the system think you are, God is just waiting with his hands spread out. He's waiting with his hand spread out. The day you come knocking, the day you come crawling back. The father took off at the speed of light with his arthritis and everything, he was running, and went and did what? He hugged his son and said, Papa, Papa, no, wait. I have sinned against you and heaven and that. He wasn't even listening at that. All he was saying is that my son who was lost is now what? Home again. That is your Heavenly Father. Yes, the other son came pissed off. He should be. Say, this your son who has taken your resources and go and spend and so on and wasted it with whatever, and he came back, and not only that, you break out the best wines and drinks and threw a party called the caterers and everything, and the party was going on. He could hear him, the noise going on far away, and say, what is happening? Say, your brother came back home empty-handed, broken down, no hope, hopeless. But your father welcomed him and threw a party for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, Father, I'm not coming. The father came and said, son, yes. You have been with me. You have done very well. You have been, and all I have is now yours. But you know what? This my son who was lost is now found. This my son who was lost, dead, forgotten, gone, is now alive again. That is God for me and for you. When God is your father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A good father also comes down to his children's level in order for them to learn. Another similarities, characteristics of a good father. At times, children do things that amazes you. Unexpected. They do stupid things that just, my God, you see like, oh, if I strangle him now. But don't. Hallelujah. Or her. And you wonder, how do I teach this my son? How do I teach this my daughter? One man, his son, suddenly went, I don't know what they call those ones that dress in black everywhere and look like something from out of this planet. Hey, going this color, that one flying that way, that one. He completely decided to disconnect with human being. He's now feeling he's in some kind of a world from I don't know where. My father said, Lord, what do I do to bring my son home? He doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't care for anything. He has his own world. Whatever he's doing, was listening to this yesterday. So the father is a single father. This wife passed away and he has these children to raise. He has to work day and night every day to keep them going. So what did he do? After he finished his shift at work, he just goes to his room. He doesn't talk to anybody. The father will sit down, don't talk to him for 1 hour every day. He said he did it for 6 whole months. That is an early father. The boy didn't talk. He didn't say anything. He was there. He said, the other one asked him, what were you doing? I said, nothing. I don't speak to him. I just go and sit down there for him to know that I was there for him for 6 months or so. One day he came back to work, and the boy ran down and said, Dad, come up here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, now my son is back. True story. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see how God came to our own level also. Look at the story of a grown-up man, a prophet, somebody who should know better. And God said to him, go and preach to Nineveh so that they can survive. I don't want to destroy them. They are also my children. Now his mindset was put judgment on them. Destroy them. Let them be gone. But that's not God's mindset. You see, God takes each and every one of us so important to him that he so loved us that if you are the only sinner in this world, if it is only you who is remaining and every other person is righteous, Jesus Christ will still have come. For God so loved the world. Every one of you who is listening and looking, you are important to God. You are special. You are unique. You by yourself alone, when he's looking at you, he's not looking at any other person. It's just you and him. He's interested in you. He cares for you. He loves you. That's why he's going to go to this level to bring mankind back to himself. And God decided to teach a grown man, came to his level, a grown man, a prophet. After all the weird transport, being swallowed by sheep and spit out and stuff, 3 days in the belly of the well and stuff, you would think he would learn. And then in chapter 4, after he'd gone and preached to Nineveh, and suddenly this hidden company, country that is full of evil, repented. The king, from the king to the lowest, turned to God. And Prophet Jonah threw tantrum. God so pissed off with God. That is Jonah, chapter 4 of book of Jonah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, verse 1. And he started arguing, I know that you are righteous God. I know that you are full of forgiveness and mercy and compassion. That's why I said, do not send me to these people in the first place. But you did. And now they've turned to you. If it's me and you, we'll just give him a dirty slap. Bye. Grow up. He went somewhere and decided to commit suicide in the sun. The desert heat was shining upon him. God created a guard, a plant that threw a shadow, a covering over him. He woke up and he felt good about his covering. Wow, that's nice of you. And God told one little ant or whatever, worm, to cut off the root, and he ate it up, and the thing withered, and he became really, really angry again. And God said, so you care for this plant, eh? Yeah? You care for this small plant, I pray, yeah, because he gave shadow. How much more, blessed be the name of the Lord, how much more a nation of 120,000 people or so, or a country, a city, and each one of them, every one single of them is precious in my sight. That is God coming to our level to teach us. So, fathers who are listening, there's a time you need to step out of this, your high, frugal level, and come down and see how they are thinking, how the children are thinking, how they are measuring things up, and come down to their level and teach them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. A good father leads by example, not like do as I say, but don't do like I do. Somebody called me one time, come and speak to my child, my son. Smoking weed. He's rotos. He's doing this, this and that. So, went to the house to speak, and the parents themselves were puffing on weed. I said, what the? Yeah, the whole house was thinking. When you're coming, they squeeze it and put it there. I said, where's your son? It's over there. All right. Now I said, how do you expect your son to change? Now I know smoking weed is not legal or whatever. Then it wasn't. But you want them to change and you don't show by example, even in the house. They learn this thing from you. God, in his mercy, led by example. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. Philippians, let's put that one up. Philippians 2, quickly, please. Philippians 2. Verse 6, Philippians, the book of the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Go on, 7. 2:7, please. Benny, let's hurry it up. But made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Amen? Now, this is God leading by example. The humility, the suffering, the things he has to go through, the glory of heaven himself, the Father of all creation. Can you imagine it? President Biden coming to sweep this church? Or coming to wash your feet. Or coming, if they're doing it, they will make sure that every TV station in the, his post pool is going down where he wanted to do something. Everybody will come and just that he will do one and they will publicize it the whole world. That's the only reason. But they can't even do that. But God himself left heaven and took on the body of a man, not just a man, a form of a servant. A good father will lead by example. If you want your children to be humble, then learn to be humble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you want them to do certain things that's right, show by doing it. Our Heavenly Father was not too big to lead by example. He said, I want you to be humble. I want you to serve. And what did he do? He put, though he was equal with God. And there's no reason he have to do this. He could have deputed somebody. He could have created an angel overnight and say, go do it. He could do whatever he wants. No, but it was written, it was agreed. The ordinances of heaven say it has to be a righteous blood. And there's only one righteous one, and that's Jesus Christ. Who did he send? He put on the form of a servant and made himself of no reputation. He took away all the glory, all the accolades, all the authority, all the might, everything. He stripped himself and became just an ordinary man. Not just a man, even lower. And we are fathers. And many fathers don't want the children to see what they are doing. In fact, they are better off not seeing what their fathers are doing. We are not leading by example. This is God. He led by example. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A good father is a good listener. And he also challenges his children to greater heights. If you look at John 9:31, he said that the prayer of sinners God does not hear. But he hears it. He listens to the prayers of the righteous. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's read that one also quickly. Chapter 9 of John, verse 31. John 9:31. A good father will listen to his children. Now we know that God heareth not who? Sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him God heareth. Heareth in another interpretation, listens to. When you know that you're a father, you should be able to listen to your children. Don't just push them off. Don't just say, I don't want to hear. Don't get out of here, you know, things like that. I know at times we are frustrated, we are pissed off and so on. But calm yourself and listen to them. Listen to their own point of view. Even as messed up as it may sound to you, just hear them out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And many a times when I listen, I start to get understanding where they are coming from. Maybe somebody have said it. Maybe they have taught it. Then you ask God for wisdom, how to redirect them to what is right and what is true. But first and foremost, you have to listen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then I say that you should also push them to greater heights. I know that every father who is in the house, who is here, wishes that children are better than them. That is our prayer. That whatever level we have in life, they are going to go to greater heights. And that will be the portion of your children in Jesus' name. And that will be the portion of our children in Jesus' name. If we are here, they are going to be up here. We will look at them and say they are truly a sign and a wonder for this generation to the glory of God. Every one of them will excel. None of them will be derailed. God will promote them because we have put our trust in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lastly, every good father will protect, save his children at all costs. God decided to save us at all costs. Listen to me, anybody who is hearing here. John 15:3-16. For God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, anybody who believe in him should not die but have everlasting life. Amen. A good father will protect, make effort to save their children at all costs. And God did not fall barrier. He went above and beyond the call of duty. He gave the most precious gift he has for mankind, for the salvation of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, a father will always see his son or his daughter that are grown up and maybe in their 60s or 50s or 70s, they will always see you as my child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God also sees you in the same way. You know, when he said, and we call him Abba Father. Abba is an endearing name in Aramaic, I believe, Aramaic language, of something like today, Daddy. Daddy, Papi. So no matter how old we are, no matter how far we have gone, God will always see you as just a child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that child at times may throw tantrum like Jonah did. He didn't kill him. He called him back. That child at times may go the wrong way. That child at times may do things that will make you so just, don't know. He's on fire practically. But to you, to him, that child is still a child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now to the crux of the matter in this discussion. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. I say that a good father will go to any length, Malachi 1 6, any length to prove himself worthy if he is honored by his children. This is the point I want to bring across to everybody who is listening, who want to claim God as their father, who as me, inherited, believed, received, and claimed God as my father. And from that day, things turned around for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And from that day, I didn't feel inferior to any person. I still don't feel inferior to any person. Because I have a father. Amen? Almighty Father. King of kings. Lord of lords. Who is my father. Now, if you are a son, he said a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. Read with me. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Say the Lord of hosts. O priest, thou despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised thy name? Now, if you truly believe God to be your father, as we are stating here this morning, when God is your father, where is the honor? Where is the respect? Where is the fear of God in your life? It is not enough for everybody you come across to say, God is my father, God is my father, God is my father. There is an obligation, a duty that comes with God being your father. And God is now saying it to everyone who is listening and looking and say, if I am your father, where is my honor? People calling me to wish me Father's Day. Somebody come and take this phone, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you. Get it off and turn it. I didn't know it was turned on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Where is my honor, says the Lord? Where is my honor if I am truly your father? We live at a time in the natural where me and you are. Children don't have honor for their parents again. Yeah. I was looking at somebody and said, Dad, you are stupid. Say, what? Not me, because if it's me, you'll probably be bailing me out of jail. If you couldn't bail me out, actually, because what will happen will be worse than, I don't think you can. I can come out of that place. Say, what did that say? Dad, you are stupid. Your father? I've seen so many statements from so-called children to their parents, to their father, to their mother, and their action that shows no honor. A woman that carried you for 9 months and gave birth to you, a father that provided and did their best for you, and you are talking to them as if they are just a little, I don't know, rats, nothing. Nonsense, just useless stuff. But that is the attitude of you who is watching. That is the attitude of you who is looking at me this morning that don't have God as your father, or have your God as your father, and you do not honor him. It is not just by proclamation, by saying it, is by deed, action. Do you give God the honor that belongs to him? Do you render the fear that belongs to God? Do you put on clothes and come to church, and then the last of the week is something else? A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Do you know the things that honors God? Do you know what it means to honor God? Have you researched and see how God, what you can do to God to make him feel honored? Because the day that you start to honor God, then God will also honor you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For when Christ humbled himself, put himself as a servant, become nothing of no reputation, he said, therefore the Father, therefore God, highly did what? Highly exalted him. And gave him a name that is above every name. The relationship of son to the father. Everything Jesus did is always pointing to the father. I can't do nothing but what the father shows me. My father said, do this. My father said, look like this. Everything the father said, that is what he came to do. That should be your attitude towards God. If truly God is your father, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? For God is interested in your welfare, everybody that is watching as we round up. God is really interested in you. Not as a God of judgment. Not as God that is looking down on you to cut off your head. His first thought about you is my child. You are my child. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? You are my child. He says, like as a father pitieth his children. That is in the book of Psalm 103, verse 13. Like as a father pitieth, so does the Lord pity us in our infirmities, in our limitations, in our failures, in our ups and downs. But you have to learn to honor God. Not with lip service, like the hypocrites. We say they call me Lord, Lord, but their heart is far away from me. Not with eye service, not with thought service, but with everything in you. Honor the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Honor him in your life. Honor him in your attitude towards others. Honor him in giving praise. Be an ambassador for God in this world. When people see you, let your life reflect the life of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When people talk about you, let it be that they said that this man is truly, or this woman, or this child is a reflective of the father. You know that many a times when children are doing well, the parents say, it's slow at me. That's my son. That's my daughter. Because they are doing well. But when they are not doing well, nobody wants to claim that child. God wants to claim you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because your life is like the sun that reflects the might of the moon that reflects the sun, even in the night. It wants you to reflect the life of Jesus. Let it be that people will look at you and say, here is a woman, here is a man, here is a child, here is a person that honors the Lord. Amen? As we stand our feet this morning, let us reflect on this, everybody. That God must be honored in our life every day. That God demands our honor. If I am a father, where is my honor? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's raise our hand and bless the name of the Lord, everybody. Father, we are your children. I want everybody to repeat after them, say, Father. 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 Hallelujah. He is our Father. When nobody will claim me as a son, he claimed me. And when I found out that I have a father, I rejoice till this day that I have a father, an almighty father. And my father is a king of kings. And my father is lord of lords. And my father is the possessor of heaven and earth. And my father stands above all things. And my father is above and beyond anything you can even thought or imagine. And my father is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And my father is the rock of ages himself, the beginning and the end. And my father is the I am that I am. And my father says it and none can unsay it. And my father can do and undo all things. And my father is the king of heaven and earth. And my father, hallelujah, the glory of heaven he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is your father? Ask yourself today who is watching. Who is your father? Who is your daddy? Who is your papi? Hallelujah. If you believe that God is your father, then you are victorious in Jesus' name. If you believe and you know and you honor him and the Lord God is your father, you are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. If you believe and you know that God, then fear nothing, for no evil shall befall you in Jesus' name. When they come in one way, they will scatter in 1,000 ways because God is your father. Any that riseth against you shall fall for your sake, for this is the heritage of the children of the Lord, says the Lord. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who